We are joined right now by the U.S. men's national team head coach. He was named head coach in December. 44 caps with the men's national team, including two World Cups. First U.S. men's national team head coach to have played for the U.S. in a World Cup. Good friend of the program. Canada and the U.S. are going to run it back Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Greg Berhalter is my guest. Greg, great to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good. Good to visit with you. So you and the team have been training this week, getting ready for Friday's Nations League game against Canada. Bring me up today, Greg. How's the training sessions been going, and do you like what you see?
So before we get into that, Jim, I have to congratulate you on the National Radio Hall of Fame. You know, congratulations. Well-deserved. When I think about iconic voices and TV personalities of our generation, you're certainly way up there, my man. So congratulations.
Greg, thank you so much. They'll obviously let anybody in, but thank you very much for saying so. I appreciate you. Thank you. So how's your team look?
So training's been great. You know, we arrived a week early with a group that has been largely MLS players who were out of season, and we trained with them down in Sarasota, and then we moved up to Orlando. We got the entire group in. And the guys are focused. You know, we know we weren't happy with the result in Canada. You know, they're a tough team. It was a difficult away game, difficult result. But we're focused on getting a better result this time in Orlando.
We're talking to Greg Berhalter. You know, focus, Greg, is the key word here, because after that match, you made the point that the thing that disappointed you the most was the desire and the fact that your team did not match Canada's emotion and their intensity. How do you go about correcting that for Friday night?
So, you know, we had seven players playing in a competitive CONCACAF away match for the first time in that game, starting in that game. And for a lot of those guys, it was an eye-opening experience, just understanding the level of intensity when we play away from home that the opponent's going to bring. You know, that's their biggest game of the year. And, yeah, I was disappointed that we didn't match or exceed that intensity level. And for us now, in this home match, it's making a statement early in the game. You know, that we're here to play and that we're, you know, the intensity is there and the mindset is right to go out and get a win.
Greg Berhalter is joining us. He is the U.S. men's national soccer team head coach. One of the things, Greg, that guys like Martin O'Neill have said in the past when asked about being a national team coach is if you lose a match, you've got a long time before the next one and you kind of stew on it. It's not like being with a club team where you're back on the pitch a few days later. By the time Friday rolls around, it would have been an entire month since that last match. What has the last month been like for you?
It's been terrible, you know, just in terms of... Yeah, you know, that's exactly it. In a club coach, you have, you know, next Saturday or you have next Wednesday, and it's a midweek fixture. And as a national team coach, you know, you have to watch the game back 100 times, and you don't have the opportunity to change it right away. And so that's frustrating. You know, I joke with the players. I go, yeah, you guys go back to your clubs, and I'm left with this game for the next month.
Right.
But, you know, it's all part of the business. And you know, it gives us really good detail to focus on. It allows us to really pick apart the small parts of the game and then be able to come up with really concise points that we want to focus on for the next time around.
Now, you're focused on the team and you're focused on the culture and you're focused on getting them in the right spots and putting them in a position to have success. And I know you're not focused on the other, but there's going to be reaction, right? When a team has a loss like the one to Canada, you know the passion there is in the fan base. You know the fans are going to be upset. Obviously, you don't want to be in that situation. But can you make the argument that the fans being upset after a loss is actually a good thing because it shows the expectations that everybody now has?
Yeah, you know, I want there to be high expectations for the program. I really do. But I also want them to be realistic and in line with where we are as a group. And sometimes those things aren't always combined. And that can be, you know, a little bit frustrating. But I understand the fan base. I understand that they want us to win every game. And we want the same thing. And that's what we're focused on. In terms of the team, though, you know, we have to create our own story. We can't let the narrative come from the outside. You know, any negativity towards the players or towards the coaching staff or towards the team in general. No, we just have to focus on what we're doing, try to be better at what we're doing, and understand that it's a process.
We are talking to Greg Berhalter. Christian Pulisic has been absolutely on fire for Chelsea of late, but he had to withdraw from the team after a hip injury on Saturday. First off, how pleased were you by how he's been playing, and then how tough was the decision to not risk the further injury?
You know, I can't give a player enough credit than this case with Christian Pulisic, because the way he's handled himself over this last month and a half has been exceptional. You know, really a lot of pressure on him to perform, a difficult time adapting to the league, adapting to the team, but he just hung in there. And all he did was take it one day at a time and keep working and keep trying to improve. And along the way, there were still dips in that, and it wasn't always easy, but he kept just determined. And, you know, he got to a point where, you know, he helped the team in the Champions League game against Ajax. He came off the bench and had the winning assist, and then he started the next game and had a hat trick, and it has been on fire since then. And it's really great to see that, you know, that determination and the perseverance pays off.
We're talking to Greg Berhalter, big match coming up on Friday. Now, while he's not going to be there, somebody who is with the team is Sergiño Dest, who has committed to keep playing for the U.S. instead of the Netherlands. What was your reaction to that news, and just how bright is his future?
So we went over and spent time with him a couple weeks ago in Holland, and we watched his Champions League game against Chelsea and met with him and his father and sat down and had a really good conversation, and we were optimistic that he would eventually choose the United States. But I think it's great for the program. I mean, when you have an 18, 19-year-old with that much talent and that much promise, and you can, this is a guy that you can potentially rely on for the next, you know, 12 years through two or three World Cup cycles, you know, it's really good news for the program. And, you know, it's a collective effort by all the U.S. Soccer Federation to make that happen.
You know, Greg, it's not about you. You're never going to make it about you. But since you and I are friends, I got to know, what's it been like? It's been nearly a year already since you took over as head coach. What has that last year been like for you professionally and personally?
So it's been a great learning experience. You know, when you come from the club world, you know, there's a lot more time with the players. It's a lot more intensive work over a longer duration of time. And the national team is just completely different. It's been a really good learning process. You know, what I'd say is that it's a genuinely good group of guys. It really is. And now it's about just continuing to work with them and getting the mentality really strong and really understand that we can be a very good team and, you know, working to get there. And it's been fun, though. It really has. It's a great honor to coach the United States, having played for the team and really representing your country is no bigger honor.
So how different are you now as a head coach than when you first took over this opportunity?
We're learning, we're growing, and we're, I think the biggest change has been really the specificity of what we need to train because you have such a short time. If you could imagine, Jim, in this week, you know, we didn't have the team train the entire team until today. Today was the first session with the entire team. And it's Wednesday, and we play on Friday already. So you really have to be really specific with what you want to train and the detail of how you're trying to transfer that information.
So you're trying to train, and what you're trying to create is an identity. You and I have talked about that in the past, the identity that you're looking to develop. How close are you to developing that identity with this group?
You know, that's going to be something that over time we form. And, you know, we become known for the way we play. And it's in the formation stage right now. There's been glimpses where it looks great, and there's been glimpses where we're not where we need to be. And, you know, I see that, you know, we're going to continue to form and forge our way with this identity and until we get it right.
So then finally, Greg, you talk about the process, and you talk about expectations on the outside versus internally. When you come into a job like that, and you have your vision, and you have your plan, you know there are going to be challenges. So has that impacted the plan at all? In other words, you know it's a bottom-line results business, but at the same time, when you have your eye to the future, you have to stay with the plan and trust the process. How do you get the right balance between those two things?
But that's a good question, and I think that, you know, the most important thing is that the players are bought into the same vision and are on the same mission, and we have that. You know, the guys are really in tune with what we're trying to do. The second part of it is, you know, we have to be patient with the developmental process. I mentioned having a young team. You know, in the last game, our average age was three years younger than any team that's ever competed for the U.S. in a official CONCACAF away match. So we're young. And for us, it's just being focused on what we want to do, keeping the guys bought in, and then continuing to improve. And, I think we've done a good job of doing that so far.
All right, so it starts up once again. You've got Canada and the U.S. on Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. He was named a head coach in December, first U.S. men's national team head coach to have played for the U.S. in a World Cup. And again, somebody I consider a good friend of the program, Greg Berhalter. Greg, good luck with that. We'll be watching closely, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
You too. Greg Berhalter joining us. So if you're just kind of dropping out of the sky and you're wondering, wait, what? Wait, that Rome was talking to the U.S. men's national team head coach. Yes. And I've done it several times.